What's going on, fellas?
What's up? What's going on, T?
I can't call it, man. We want to welcome to the T. Y'all know I got Jeff. I'm Arthur. And we got brother Jericho Peak, one of the guys from the APT. So we wanted to bring him in and let him talk about his experience on APT from last year and get into it. Rico, like we always like to start it off, man. Tell us how you got to the game of golf, man.
Man, I grew up playing baseball. Never thought about golf until I started working in corporate America. Went to one golf tournament, and man, it was the hardest thing to hit that little wall, that little white ball. Man, it was the hardest thing. And at that moment, I fell in love with it, bro. I was like, man, I got to find out how to hit this ball. And so, man, after that, it was I went and bought clubs, went to YouTube University. We got lessons, bro. Bought up all of, I think it was Golf Galaxy at the time. Yeah, man, just fell in love with it, man. Started playing a bunch of city courses met a lot of people. And yeah, man, it's been nonstop the past 4 or 5 years.
Yeah, so another way, we met each other was through I Got Robbed, man, and y'all already had y'all little group going, and we kind of fell in place, man. We've been playing together ever since. And so were you an athlete before you started playing golf in high school and stuff?
Yeah. So yeah, before golf, man, it was baseball. Anything outside I enjoy doing. Even to this day, you know, I like video games, but I'm not a gamer, man. I'd much rather do it in real life, whether it's bowling, whether it's paintball. It don't matter. Like, if it's a video game, I want to do the real life version of it. With all the sports and all that, that's just how I've always been wired, man. You know, I grew up in that generation where we had to go outside and play. And then if you really wanted to enjoy being outside as a kid, you had to be good if you wanted to get picked. So that created that competitive nature in me. To just try to, you know, be good at whatever it was I was playing, man. Whether it was kickball, it didn't matter. I was trying to be pretty good at it.
So how did you find out about the APT?
The burning the edge. You. I talked to you about it. This was probably about 2 years ago. I talked to you about it, and one of the guys in my group, Andre, did it, and Porter, they did it the year before, and they were telling me how much fun they had, being able to play different courses, just really being able to see where your game really is across the board with other guys, not just in the city, but in the region. It piqued my interest. So things leveled out with work to where I was able to have a little more time this past season. And man, bro, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it a lot.
Had a lot of chances to go and play other places on the APT. Are you looking forward to traveling this year at all?
Absolutely. Most of the time, if I play a different course, especially outside of our area, I'm having to play it by myself because I'm either on vacation or I'm going to visit family. So it's nice to be able to visit different courses with a group. That part is I'm looking forward to too.
Like, what's been your high on APT so far?
Man, honestly, I think it's been the group of guys. Each time I played, the group that I've always been paired with, like, just some great dudes where we're able to talk trash, laugh the entire round, get different insight or pointers on different shots, different viewpoints and perspectives are always healthy. But I think it's probably the camaraderie mixed with the competitiveness has been what I enjoy the most about APT. You know, everybody out there is like-minded. We're all competitors, but we all enjoy golf. We all enjoy competing. We all enjoy trying our best to beat the course. So
if you had the choice to pick the course that you wanted to travel to the most, anywhere in the U.S., where would you pick?
Anywhere in the U.S. I really want to see what that wind is like at Pebble Beach. I want to try it one time, Doc. And I'm praying that the wind is behind me, so I look like I'm a superstar at Pebble Beach, bro. Like, I want to try it one time. I want to have a nice, nasty drive with the wind behind me. But Pebble Beach, man, I think is probably one of the courses that I want to play in the U.S. There's a couple other courses, but I can't think of it right now, that are in the U.S. The other courses that I would like to play, probably in Europe, too.
So, Jeff, what would your advice be for him? You know, he's starting out in D5. He going to year two. What would your advice be for him?
Man, first, well, you already won once, hadn't you, Rico?
I won the first time I played, and I got some skins, too. But after that, no, I didn't win.
I would say, man, you got half the battle, because if you're having fun and you kind of – because when I first started playing, I couldn't have a lot of fun at first. I was so nervous because I had never played competitive. I just played with my buddies, you know. I used to tell Arthur, man, we pick the ball up and move it, you know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know if we took penalties when we hit it out of bounds. So when I went to first play competitive, and I was so nervous about the rules. Mm-hmm. But once you kind of get past those nerves, man, it becomes a lot of fun. Especially, like you said, if you get with a bunch of group, if you find a group of guys, and like in our divisions, not to say it's not competitive, but it's not like, you know what I mean? It's not a lot of cutthroat stuff going on. Like Division One, maybe people are like really trying to like beat you into the dirt by any means. Mm-hmm. No, I say have fun with it, man. That's what the better I play, the more fun I have. Once I start getting mad or, you know, worried about the score, I don't play so good.
Well, that's good advice, man. Great advice. But the goal for me, though, is to get to that point where I'm in D1 and I'll be a little cutthroat. You know, that's the goal, though.
Hey, Rico, let me ask you this, because I've heard a lot of this. Does it mess you up, or do you still play baseball or softball right now?
No, not really. I might go to the driving range and hit a couple balls every now and then. But
gotcha. I've heard that if people, unless you're like a super athlete, it's hard for people to go from golf to baseball or back and forth because of the swing. Like it could mess your swing up. Would you ever think that, or ever think about that?
The reason why I don't think so, I mean, most sports, muscle memory. So if you got that time, man, just like with riding a bike, you know, you cannot ride a bike for 20 years, you know, and jump on it. So it's muscle memory. So I think it's the same even when it comes to the swing, but it's about just repetition. I think a lot of people also, well, I know one thing that made it easier for me, though, was the hand-eye coordination. I was able to make contact really quick. And granted, my swing playing path was ugly and all that, but I was able to make contact every time because of hand-eye coordination. But honestly, since I picked up golf, I think I probably swung the bat maybe once or twice since then. Yeah, but I don't think it would be hard. I don't think it would be hard.
Would you say it's harder to hit a 100-mile-an-hour fastball or a golf ball?
It depends on where the fastball is. If the fastball is inside, yes. Outside, no.
So, you've been playing on there. What was your first tournament at? I can't remember where it was.
The Ridges in Jonesboro.
Oh, okay. What is it called?
Ridge Point.
Yeah, Ridge Point. Yeah, Ridge.
All I know, it was a heck of a lot of ridges on that course. So I call it ridges. I don't know if it's.
Yeah, I like that course though. It was a nice course though.
That course made you use, well, for me, it made me use every club in my bag. There was a lot of fairways where you couldn't go long. You know, like you had to be, you know, two to 220 straight. But if you went 230, you were in the ditch. Like, you know, so you really had to play the course. And it was tight. So I enjoyed it, man. I really did.
Yeah. So, like, what would you tell anyone that was interested in playing some competitive golf or playing on an APT? What advice would you give them starting out? Because a lot of guys, they seem to be hesitant. I mean, We used to like have numerous, probably one of the largest divisions was Division 5. But last year, it was only like maybe 8 that we had in Division 5 last year. We had more Division 1 players last year than we did 5. So what would you tell the guys that would be kind of like on the fence, or, you know, they think that, oh, my game's not good enough or whatever, you know?
Well, I mean, with golf, the only way your game gets better is by playing. It's by repetition. And when you play with different guys have different perspectives of maybe like mistakes they made in the past, you know, even when it just comes to like course management, you know, things like that. I mean, those are the differences when it comes to like the different divisions. Like once you get to a point that you learn how to just make contact with the ball, you learn how to truly manage the course, and minimize your mistakes. I think I would tell anybody starting off, like, bro, if you want to know where you really are, join the league so you can see where you are. If you're in Division 5, you know, it's going to be some guys that's in that area, but the goal is to get better, right? So it's not a league where people going to talk about you. Like, you still can get money in Division 5. You still can win skins in Division 5. You still can get to travel in Division 5. So it's not like you miss out on anything. The way that the league is set up to where it's fair, right, for everybody for the most part. So unless you're sandbagging, but it's fair for the most part. And so I would tell anybody that's competitive. And if you're also just tired of playing like the same courses, like the same city courses, granted, we live in a city where we have quite a few city courses. But if you want to play some different courses, like come to APT. And also being able to travel. I think that was another key point for me. You know, it don't matter what division you're in, bro. If you enjoy the game and if you travel, then you have an option to where you're able to play different courses in different cities, different states, and you'll still be in your same division. So
where are you looking forward to traveling to this year?
Man, I didn't make it to Myrtle Beach at the end of the season last year, so I definitely want to do that. I'm wanting to any trips that they have where like 2 days. I'm wanting to experience that. I haven't played any 2 day tournaments in the APT league, and so I want to experience that a few times, see what that's like. I'm trying to think. So I'm Carolina.
Yeah, they got one in Sequoia. We got a national at Sequoia National in July, I believe it is, June or July, okay. Over in the Carolinas. It's just on the other side of the state line. So okay. That one is, I mean, it's drivable, but you know, I got right now, I'm like, I got so burnt out of driving last year. I'm like, I don't want to drive anywhere, man. Let me.
It's in the car? What's it like, what, 10 hours, 8 hours?
It's not even that far. I'm just sick of driving, man. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Hey, let's just keep it real. The reason he's sick of driving, Rico, this dude got like 6 speeding tickets the last 2 weeks. He may not have a license here coming a few weeks. That's the reason dude's sick of driving.
Hey,
he drives like a man.
Jeff, he said he's sick of driving because I don't have any more points to give. I don't have any more points to give.
I don't have a license. I'm sick of driving, but I don't have a license. We were coming back from Branson last year. I'm from Arkansas. He's going through these little country towns in Arkansas. I'm like, hey, you might want to do the speed limit through here. I'm just saying. No, we're good. Doing 75 and a 30. I said, okay.
All right. You'll get jammed up in Mark Tree.
I'm trying to say it's not only the speeding ticket you got to worry about.
Well, Jeff is partially telling the truth. I've had quite a few speed tickets here recently. I don't know what it's been, man. It's like they just sitting out there waiting on me specifically or something. I don't know. Like, man, leave me alone, man. This last time, I almost cussed the trooper out, man. And I don't even do that because I'm like, they just doing their job. But this last dude, man, I wanted to just cuss him out, man. I was like, you mother sucker. I don't know.
Was he speeding?
There you go.
You know. But my thing was, though,
you
like.
Cuss this man out.
This is my thing, though. Like,
you do an 80 and a 55.
miles doing 75 and a 55.
Okay.
So I had just came off of 40. I was getting on 240. And he got me or whatever. I had seen him already. He was behind me the whole time. But he got over to the right. So I really had got a phone call. And I forgot he was back there. And so when I get off the phone, I start speeding again. And that's when he got me or whatever. And I'm like, dude, I'm just going with the flow of traffic, though. I never drive where I'm jumping in and out of traffic and stuff like that or whatever. Yeah. So he really could let me slide. But it's all right, though, you know. I don't know. He just rubbed me the wrong way that day. I was just like, well, whatever. Anyway. So hopefully you get to travel over to Arkansas. You know, Jeff play on the Arkansas APT. And okay. Larry, our friend Larry over there, he needs us to come and play with him. He misses us a lot when we don't play with him. And so.
Hey, listen, I enjoyed, man, that Ridge Point. I enjoyed, man. I really did enjoy that course, man. And the food was good, too. I know I sound like a fat kid, but that food, man.
Yeah, I had a breakfast burrito. It was pretty good. We were there pretty early. I want to say he's doing a two. Is he doing a two-day over there? Nah, it's not a two-day this year. Nah, it's a single day. But, yeah, but that's a good course, man. But, yeah, so I know you. This is your second year, and we appreciate you coming, man. And I appreciate you hollering at us about it, man. I said I wasn't gonna keep you too long, so you know. And
bro, you know I talk fast, bro. So.
Hey, it's all right, man. It's all good. All right, man. We appreciate you, Rico.
Man, I appreciate y'all. All right, man. Y'all have a good
night. All right, man. All right.